Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
I told you last night, she's the type of person who looks like she claps when the plane lands. Like, she looks excited that this thing's going
to
land.
Oh, my God.
We made it.
I do love that. There's when the clappers, but what you got to do to really fuck with people, every time there's terrible turbulence, ride it like a roller coaster. I go, woo, and everybody's praying and scared. I'm like, only thing that's fucking saving this plane is the pilot, in my opinion. I mean, you know, sure, throw a prayer in there if that's your thing, all about it. But, you know, I want to ride the plane down like a fucking roller coaster if that's the way.
Oh, like the guy who stole the Alaska Airlines plane.
I'd be like, this sucks. Could have done so much.
Like the guy who stole the Alaska Airlines plane over the weekend. That was the greatest thing.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Skyman.
Crazy. Skyman. What did he do, right? He stole it in Salt, like in Utah, and drove it into a house?
No,
own house.
There was two
Seattle.
Different.
No, there was two different.
Yeah, Seattle, sorry.
Yeah, the one in Seattle, I was listening to it in live time because I was on Twitter and some people were on the runway and they were like, hey man, they stopped us on the runway. This guy appears as if he stole a plane. And you could listen, there was an app to go into the controller account, the air traffic controller account. So I listened to this guy for like 20 minutes. He was fucking hilarious, dude. Really funny guy.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, man, you think I could do a barrel roll with this thing? I mean, he was doing.
The thing I love about it, seriously? Is like, sure, he stole property, right? But like, he didn't put anybody else in that plane. It was just him. Like,
and
fuck it.
He told the ground control. He said, look, I'm not going to harm anybody, because they were like, hey, we're gonna try to talk you into landing that. And he goes, that's probably a bad idea. He goes, I definitely can't land this plane. And he goes,
what happened? Did it crash?
Yeah. So he crashed it into an island that was, you know, just a vacant, like small, tiny island. Like it just looked like forest. And, he crashed it on his own, but he was trying to do loop de loops. He tried to do a barrel roll.
Did he die?
And they were asking him, they were like, sir, how do you, you know, do you want us to give you instructions, you know, on how to at least try to attempt to land this? And he goes, no, I've played enough video games. Like, I feel pretty confident.
Is this real?
This is all.
Did he die?
100% real. Yeah. So he
crashed and died.
He crashed and died. And
dude, that's a fun way on the way out, man.
That's
holy
what
shit.
I said.
And no one else got hurt.
No one else got hurt. Just him. He took the plane down. It was about a 75 seater. It was one of those Alaska Airlines 400 things. And right now,
but he took off. He got off.
Not only did he take off, but he was in the air for 20 minutes. So all these people in real time, as it's going on, are on Periscope and Twitter, and they're showing videos of him because he's flying real low because he's trying to do these tricks with a commercial, like jetliner, and so there's all this footage. So like you're watching it, and I'm listening to it in real time, and the guy was fucking hilarious. Like, really funny dude, and just really honest about his situation. And he was just like, he goes, man, you could probably blame this on me just being a mechanic and getting $15 an hour, but that's probably why I did this. He's like, I didn't know I had a couple screws loose until I got in the plane and stole this thing. And he's saying it exactly like that.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's
so
epic.
All of the audio is on YouTube if you want to get it. And, you know, he apologized to his family and all that stuff to start with because he was like, I'm sorry that I'm doing this, but you know, this is how I wanted to live my life and end it and all this shit. And you were just like, oh my God. But again, like, you know, he's just going back and forth with this guy. And he goes, they were like, where are you going to fly to? And he goes, man, my dream would be to find that orca, you know, with the dead baby one who's been dragging it around like on its back for 17 days. I'd like to fly over that. And they're just like, yo. And in the meantime, this guy's got to direct, you know, 50 other planes on the runway. So he's going back and forth in the most calming voice he can, this air traffic controller, while this other crazy guy is just chirping in saying, hey, man, you think I can do a barrel roll? Greatest way.
I don't
to go
know
out.
Why I think this is so epic. I don't.
It's
like,
amazing.
I don't like. Obviously, it's a huge, very illegal. But it's like the story itself. If you heard that in a bar, like, well, so what happened to your Uncle Bob? And he's like, well, my Uncle Bob actually stole a jet. You would never believe it. That's an unbelievable story.
It is. Yeah. It is. And the guy's name is Bebo Russell. Really funny dude. Like,
Bebo.
Yeah, he's like 28, white guy. He looks exactly like you picture this guy,
Bebo.
Yeah. like a Bebo, and he's just like a normal person. And the weirdest thing is his parents had to release a statement yesterday, and they were like, look, contrary to what happened on Saturday night, he was actually like a really kind and like loving dude. And you know, we're sorry for what happened or whatever, but
I think he went out in a pretty kind and loving way.
That's what I said.
He's like, don't worry, not going to hurt anybody. I'm going to find a fucking island. There's nobody in there. I'm going to fucking dirt nap this plane. Oh my Lord, dude.
Yeah. So, you know, the full audio is available on YouTube. If you type in, you know, SeaTac or, cause it's the ninth largest airport in the world. So like, you know, he was one of those guys who was on the runway every day working at the airport and then, you know, just decided to steal the fucking plane and end it. Nobody was on it. Nobody else got hurt. And that's it. It was him.
He looked up YOLO and went by the book,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Shit.
The Bebo. Definition of YOLO is, that is the
definition. You only live once.